Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A couple of days ago, I put on Twitter and Instagram about how to get your child a lot of money in their retirement. So what I said was, you could turn how to turn $8,000 into $325,000 tax free for your child. So here's the steps. So you open a Roth IRA for your child. You put $2,000 annually in between the ages of 14 and 17. And let it sit until they reach age 60, assuming an average of 9% a year. That will equal $325,000 tax-free at the end from your $8,000 investment. And that will be a 3,968% rate of return. So let me explain this in a little bit more detail. So, okay. And when a child starts to work, right, of working age, you can open up a retirement account for your child, an IRA or a Roth IRA. I used Roth IRA because a Roth IRA is not taxed when you take the money out. Now, that's why I used age 14 to 17, because in most states, 14 is when you can start working. And, you know, 17 is like kind of when you kind of phase out of high school, and now you're kind of going into the 18. You're an adult at that point. So, you know, not technically my responsibility, just keep putting money into your account. So I did, if you put money in for 4 years, right? $2,000, which I think is a reasonable amount. Yeah, I didn't want to do something that was crazy, like, you know, and there's limits of how much money you can put into an IRA anyway, right? And then, so how I got the 9% a year was, that's the average for the S&P 500 over the last 20 years. So I think that that's a very realistic expectation going forward. And that's like just S&P. We're not even counting QQQ or, you know, tech stocks, which have done obviously
much better
than that. Right. Mm-hmm. And that would give the child $325,000. So one of these, you know, there's always criticisms for everything because it's America. So some people were like, well, damn, they got to wait until they're 60 years old. The whole point of it is that it's a retirement account, right? It's like a trust almost in a sense. And how many people would be mad if they, when the day that they turned 60, they had $325,000 tax-free? Like, who would be mad about that?
Yep.
Right? And it only cost you $8,000, right? Mm-hmm. So why would you not want to set your child up? Not to say that this is the only money that they're going to have. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you can do for their future, right? To help. Then people was like, well, inflation, $325,000 is not even going to be worth anything. Okay. Well,
better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. And as I said, if you can do better than almost a 4,000% rate of return over that time frame, tax free, which is actually a higher rate of return because you have to factor in taxes. There's no taxes in it. I don't think that is something that you should just throw away, right?
Yeah, scoff at, yeah.
And if you think that that's not enough money, then you could put in more money, right? You could put up to $6,500 into an IRA. But this is just the IRA play. I mean, you can do this with a non-qualified account also. You can do it with money. You can put $100,000 a year if you want to. If you are blessed to have that much money and you feel like, you know, $325,000 tax-free is not enough, well, you do the calculation and equal whatever you want to equal a million. But the idea is that when you put money in early, there's a thing called compounding interest that works in your favor. And the longer that you can go without actually having to access that money, the more beneficial it will be in the long run for the child. Yeah. So we talk about college savings a lot for children. That's important. But we haven't really spoke a lot about retirement savings for children. Like, you could literally start and plan your child's retirement now. Or like I said, just have a nest egg for them. So when they get to a point where they're they are at retirement, they have another source of money that can be added. With they might have $3 million on their own. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this other $300,000, right? Now they can use this to buy a home in Ghana, right? Or they can use this to give to their grandchildren. They could do a variety of other things. Like, nobody's ever going to turn down extra money. So that was something that, you know, once again, going back to my financial advising days, you know, I set IRAs up for people, and then I also set IRAs up for people's children sometimes. And another benefit for the entrepreneur is that you can actually start this type of program earlier than 14. Mm-hmm. As long as your child is working and actually doing a real job, so they could be 9 years old, they could be 10 years old. And the money, so now you can put money aside and you can take it from the salary that you're paying them. You could pay your child up to like $12,000 some odd dollars a year as an entrepreneur and get a tax write off for that money that you're paying them, right? So now you can do this same play where you can actually, like, let's say you're paying them $2,000 a year, right? And then the money that you're paying goes into a retirement account. So now you're getting a tax deduction and you're also being able to save for your child's retirement as well. So that's a caveat in it for entrepreneurs. But even if you're not an entrepreneur and you just work a regular 9-to-5 job, you're still able to put money away on a tax deferred basis that will grow and your child can access it later on in life tax free.
Hope for the long term. I think the biggest lesson in last 4 years, just the longer you can invest and plan in terms of succession for the family, the better. So I know people may have some pushback for it, but like you said, who wouldn't want an extra $300,000 or $400,000 upon retirement? And with the rate of inflation, you're going to need it. Trust me.
Even with the rate of inflation, like, what does that turn into? Like, let's say it's 275, right? Like,
It's
still a great nest egg. And a lot of times, especially in our communities, when we approach retirement, right? Yes, for your kids, but you're also taking a care of the generation ahead of you a lot of times, right? And so you have an additional responsibility to not only take care of your family, but, you know, your parents, or, you know, sometimes if you have aunts that took care of you, were responsible mm-hmm. for you, now you're taking care of them. So where are you getting that money from? So it's always recommended to always plan for the future. Please plan for the future. Plan for the quarterly, because you don't know.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.